Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today, over the phone, we're joined by Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. We're going to be doing our bi-weekly update of what's happening over in Emery County. Commissioner Leonard, pleasure to have you on again. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
You know, busy day of for the commission, just meeting after meeting after meeting for you guys. But it was a very productive day as well, and we'll get into that as our conversation goes on. But I think a good place for us to start is the start of the meeting, and that was when you had the Huntington Elementary archery team show up and give you a thanks for help for giving them that donation to help them get to South Carolina to compete in the world competition.
Yeah, it was great to have the kids come back and let us know how they did, and then letting us know that they were grateful for the donation. It was really fun to visit with the kids, and they're talented. I mean, that's a tough sport to master, and they did pretty well considering everything that they, all the competition around the nation. So yeah, that was great.
Yeah, they did an incredible job in that competition. And like you said, that's a tough sport to try and master. So they're doing it so efficiently at such a young age. It's incredible what they've done. My favorite part of that, though, was you asked the little girl what she preferred. Did she prefer Emory County or South Carolina? And just without any hesitation, she says Emory County.
Yes. Yeah, that was good to to know that they love Emory County. But that was cool that they were able to see a new community, and some of them hadn't ever left the state of Utah, so I think it was good for them.
Yeah, being able to gain those new world experiences is always a perk, and we can kind of continue along with that theme of recognition. Wyatt Fox made his way to the commission. He recently won the Utah State Champion in rifle shooting, and that's another sport that it's a tall task to try and master it.
Yeah, and he gave us some really cool details on what he does. So he shoots a .22 rifle. They're allowed to have scopes, but at 50 yards, the tiny targets that they have to hit and the different scoring. So we talked about him shooting in the wind and how he has to gauge that. It's amazing that we have these talented youth in our community. Wyatt is really, really skilled at his sport there, rifle shooting. So good to have him.
And, you know, moving along from the recognition to some of the more meat and potatoes of this commission meeting, you had to approve tax rates yesterday. And that's something that, you know, I'm sure as a commissioner, that always causes a little heartache, a little rush, because that's something that, you know, you have to have those tax rates. But at the same time, you're trying to do everything you can to try and keep them low for the citizens of Emory County.
Yeah, we... approved the tax rate yesterday. There was a lot of conversation. Obviously, our biggest concern is, you know, the property taxes to our citizens they're tough. So we're trying to find ways to lower that. We have, different industries that are coming in. The challenge that we have is our tax rate has been pretty flat for the last quite a few years to keep up with, you know, inflation and everything. We haven't raised our tax rate in quite a few years. The reason that our taxes are a little higher is there's a balance with our assessed taxes. Different businesses are taxed different ways depending on depreciation and things like that. So us as citizens have to cover those costs. But yeah, we'll have more discussion. If people are interested in budget for this next year, please you're more than welcome to come to our meetings as we deal with budget this fall.
Yeah, budget season always seems to gray a few of those hairs. It's a lot. You're talking to each department, finding out what they need, and you have to decide how much you can afford to give. It's always a tough process, but it's one I think you guys handle with a lot of grace. And then kind of continuing that theme of policy, you guys are kind of making some discussions about policy for donations, specifically to individuals, mainly because you don't want to be running out of that money early on in the year. So you're trying to come up with a kind of a new set formula to help determine these things.
Yeah, we are. We like supporting anyone in our community as they go do things that are conducive to improving the county. But we want to look at our policy, set a budget, make sure that we're staying in line. I think we like to donate to things, but we need to make sure that we keep it tight and be consistent with our donations, whether it's for individuals or for groups that are doing different things. We'll have more discussions about it during budget season, but we're, you know, having a budget there as well as some policies that surround it.
You know, always good to have kind of a proactive plan going into these things to help guide you as you go along. And I think this is a good time to jump into our biweekly spotlight. And this is a pretty big one. First responders in Emory County have played a pivotal role as of late, especially on Father's Day.
Yeah, so I think our shout out's going to be to our first responders. We had a house fire in Emory County over last weekend, Father's Day, and it was in the afternoon. And a lot of our first responders came out and were present. They were there. They were trying to save the home. And it was during Father's Day. I mean, they just decided, hey, other people's lives are, you know, more important than ours at this time, and we're going to go try to help them. So we just wanted to give them a shout out, leaving their families to respond to those when it is on Father's Day, holidays, nighttime, just, you know, supporting our community and trying to save our people.
Yeah, and they're always willing to go take that call, whether it be, like you said, a holiday, a day or night. There's always people there to try and help save lives. And we have some incredible first responders over in Emory County. I think a good place for us to kind of round out our conversation today, Commissioner, is you guys held a hearing yesterday on the future of the nuclear industry in Emory County. And I got to say, I was really impressed with how civil things were. I mean, people got up there, they stuck to the rules, and they said their piece, whether it be in favor or against, they all remained respectful. And I think that was the biggest thing. They were all respectful.
Yes, yes. And many of the listeners probably know of the information that was sent out. They're looking at doing some nuclear development here in Emory County, some potential manufacturing. And so we wanted to have a public hearing and get people's thoughts on nuclear, you know, everything that surrounds it, and the different things that are potential for Emory County in the future with, you know, as we rely on energy and the future of energy. So, yeah, people were very, there was, you know, people had different thoughts and comments, but it was very civil. I think everybody got their point across and were respectful in the meeting. And I like when people can share their true feelings and people don't get offended. We were able to talk through things, and so it was a really good public hearing.
Yeah, being able to have that real conversation makes all the difference when you're talking about something like this, especially something as big as the future of the nuclear industry in Emory County. But if we can handle the other things like they handled this, I think we're in a pretty good place in Emory County. Now, Commissioner, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, just I think the key yesterday in those meetings was public input. I think it's key for us as commissioners, as the leaders, you know, as you talk to your city councils, commissioners, just having an open conversation about things and what affects our communities and our lives. And I think that communication's key as we move forward, no matter what it is, different things that affects our lives. So just letting everybody know out there that you're more than welcome to reach out through email or phone call or come by and visit if you have some ideas, thoughts, or concerns.
You know, it's always important to get that public input because elected leaders want to do what their constituents want, but you can't do that without the constituents' input. Commissioner Leonard, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Emory County Commissioner Jordan Leonard, and we were talking about our biweekly update of what's happening down in Emory County. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.